All right. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight. And you had mentioned that you remembered a great deal about the 1930s, so please go into as much detail as you see fit. For the record, could you please state your full name?
My name is Pauline W. Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y.
Mrs. Mooney, when and where were you born?
I was born in 1919 in Forest County, Pennsylvania.
And what was the name of the town that you were born in?
Endeavor.
Endeavor. How would you describe your town growing up in the 1930s? As in, like, was it a large town? Was it a small rural community? Or how would you say?
It was a small lumber town. There was a lot of timber in the area, and so a lot of men worked in the woods and cut trees. And my father was head of a large company in the county.
Would you say it was a well-off community, or
no,
not well-off?
No, not at all. People were very poor, and they worked in the lumber. Worked for the lumber company, and they weren't paid very well. So,
what was the community atmosphere like? Did it feel welcoming, or was it kind of like everybody kept to themselves more of?
No, I think everybody knew everybody else's business. It was that sort of thing. And if you did something you shouldn't do, everybody in town knew it. So. It was all over.
Did you think that the atmosphere changed at all during the Depression, or did it change because people were poor? Did that affect the way they treated others in the community?
I don't think so, because they were all in the same situation, and each of them knew that the people that owned the lumber company were quite well off, and they had a beautiful home, and they had servants, and so they were held in awe by the people that lived there and worked in the woods to get a living. Mm-hmm. So it was two different lifestyles, extremely different. Mm-hmm. The owners didn't spend a whole lot of time there. Usually they came in the summer, and then in the winter they went back to their homes in New York State.
Did the owners of the business associate with the people in town at all?
No.
They kind of kept to themselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did the people in town think of them? Like, you said they were in awe of them. Were they jealous? Was it a lot of jealousy?
No, I think they were in awe would be the best description. I don't think they ever had any, they never thought that they would associate with them in any way, that they were the workers and they should know their place.
what was your house like in terms of, was it large, was it newly built, or had it been in your family for a while?
It was an older house, and it was six rooms, three bedrooms upstairs, and three rooms downstairs with a bathroom, which, by the way, was not in every house. Some places had outhouses.
Uh-huh. So. It was more of a luxury to have a bathroom in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at that point it was.
Uh-huh. Did you have a large yard, or were you close to neighbors? Or
no, we had a large yard, and we had my dad had a good job, and we had some money, and so he hired somebody to come mow the lawn.
Oh, wow.
So, okay.
Did he ever hire people for any other jobs around the house? Like, did you have domestic servants at all? Or
yes, we did, because my mother died when I was little, and so he had to hire somebody to do the housework and get our meals.
Okay. Could you briefly name and describe all the members in your immediate family? Or just name all the members in your immediate family that you grew up with?
Well, I was an accident, let's put it that way. And the youngest of my sisters was 10 years older than I. So the family, the five people in the family grew as a group, and then I came along 10 years later, and mm-hmm. I was pretty much by myself. And my mother died when I was 9. Mm-hmm. So it was just my dad and me.
So the just you and your dad growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that your mother passed away when you were 9. Mm-hmm. If it's okay with my asking, how did she die?
She had cancer, and nobody knew what was wrong with her. They took her to the hospital, Warren General Hospital, and operated and found nothing. And a new doctor came to town, and he checked with her, and he said, she has cancer, and none of us had ever heard that word before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was your reaction when you were told that?
Well, we were just kind of stand back and try to figure out what cancer was, because mm-hmm. we had never heard the term before. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the other doctors reacted the same way, that it was a learning experience for them, too, that cancer was being discovered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What effect did your mother passing have on you personally?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I realized the depth of it at that time. I was 9, mm-hmm. and I had older sisters, all of whom were gone. Most of them lived in Cleveland. And so it was just my dad and me. And, of course, I knew she was gone, but we had what we called a housekeeper who came every day and took care of the place and got our meals.
Mm-hmm. Did you notice any change in your father? I mean, I guess you were young at the time, but did you, like, after your mother passed, did he change at all?
I think he was quieter and unhappy, mm-hmm. but he took awfully good care of me and was awfully good to me, so we got along well.
So you said that you had a housekeeper who would come in?
Yes.
What types of stuff would she do around the house?
She would dust the furniture and run the sweeper and clean the bathroom and sweep the front porch and the sidewalks and get our meals.
So she was in charge of cooking?
Mm-hmm.
How long did she stay with your family?
The most was 2 years. We had constant change of people who worked there.
Why was that? You kept changing housekeepers, you mean?
Well, sometimes they didn't do well, and my father had to ask them to leave. And sometimes they weren't all that happy there. Mm-hmm. So we did have one or two that were very good.
Was it people from your town, or was it outsiders or immigrants? Or
Well, we did have one woman come from Warren, Pennsylvania, which was probably 30 miles away. But most of them were local in our little town, our little lumber town.
Okay, so you didn't have to look very far for help, is that?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. When did you stop having housekeepers? Was there a point when you were old enough to take care of housekeeping, or?
No. I graduated from high school and then went to a business school. I enrolled at Allegheny, and I'm not sure why I decided not to stay, and I called my father, and he came and got me, and he said, well, you have to go to school someplace. And so I chose to go to a business school for two years, and I got my degree at Allegheny later.
So you were originally going to go to Allegheny College, mm-hmm. and you don't remember what the reason was for not sticking with that?
I think I had a problem deciding about my major. I mm-hmm. think I went to Allegheny with the impression that I could stay 2 years, and they said, no, you have to stay 4 years. And so I called my father and told him that, and I said, I think I better come home. So he came and got me and took me home, and I went to a business school for 2 years.
What was the importance for you to only go for 2 years? Why was 4 years?
I don't know. I just can't tell you. I was a good student, mm-hmm. so it wasn't a matter of not being able to do the work. I think probably I was a little scared of the whole situation and wanted to go back home. Mm-hmm. I think lots of Allegheny freshmen go through that, so.
Yeah, the freshman blues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What had you wanted to be when you were little, when you grew up?
Well, my sisters had all grown up and gone away and worked in offices, and so that was probably what I had in mind. I had one teacher, one sister that taught school, and I knew I didn't want to teach school. Mm-hmm. So I worked in offices then after I graduated.
So you always had that general idea that mm-hmm. that's where you wanted to
mm-hmm.
go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did you go to school as a kid? Like high school and, or grammar school, I guess. Is that what it was called?
It was called Hickory Township High School, or Hickory Township School, and then high school, all in the same building, because mm-hmm. at that time, not many kids went to school. A lot of kids stayed away and worked.
You mean in your town? And mm-hmm. there were a lot of kids who... So how big was your class in high school?
My graduating class was 18.
Oh. And how many kids would you have estimated were in the town? Like a couple hundred?
Probably 40 or so started as a freshman and then dropped away to the point where we had 18 as seniors.
Wow. How would you describe your school? Was it, I mean, so your class was very small. Was that typical to have really small graduating classes?
Yes, but we were very fortunate because it was the time of the Depression, and mm-hmm. teachers were having a hard time finding a job. And so we lucked out because they would take any teaching job, and we had some awfully good teachers.
Really?
From Pittsburgh and Cleveland, and a little more sophisticated than we would have had otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So you think that if the Depression had not created this, you know, surplus of teachers, you probably wouldn't have gotten
mm-hmm.
good teacher?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
I remember our history teacher had a graduate degree from Duke, and our English teacher had a degree from Allegheny, and one from Youngstown had a degree from a school in Youngstown. But they all had something beyond mm-hmm. high school and a little bit of college. They all had a college degree.
Oh, wow.
So we were fortunate there.
Mm-hmm. Did you participate in any school activities? I mean, I know that as a young woman during the 1930s, they didn't really have sports like they do nowadays.
I played basketball for 6 years.
You played basketball?
I was on the team.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. I liked that.
You enjoyed basketball?
Oh, my, yes. I loved it.
Would you have said that you were really good?
No. I don't think so. I could have been a lot better.
Uh-huh.
But I was on the first team because they were short of students, so
mm-hmm.
they had to put up with me. I have to be honest about it.
Did your teachers ever talk, or did they ever give classes or lectures about what was happening in the country during the Depression, or did you ever have discussions about New Deal programs that were happening? Because you were in high school, right? So, like, did you have any politics or civic class where you talked about that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. We did. We had civics class and history and English and math and, you know, the standard.
Did you discuss FDR's policies a lot in class, or?
Like,
his policy with the New Deal and
sure,
what Congress
we did.
Was
mm-hmm.
doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Okay. Do you think that your teachers were, that they told you enough about what was going on, or did you kind of have to figure out, like, what was happening with the Depression from other sources, if you know what I mean?
Well, as I mentioned, my father had a job, and so we felt, or I felt, and still feel that we were very fortunate because we had some money coming in. And for the most part, if you were a father of a family, had 2 to 4 children, and you made $85 a month, you were way ahead of everybody else. Mm. So I know that sounds ridiculous, but that's the way it was.
Do you know what your father's salary was? Was it
yes,
more
he
than
made $225 a month.
Wow.
So, uh-huh.
So definitely above the average.
Oh, yeah.
In that case.
Yes. But there were three of them that had jobs like his, and the Depression forced the company to let two of them go and left him with the responsibility of three people.
Mm-hmm. So. What effect did that have on him? Did he feel any, like, guilt about having the job when two were let go, or did that increase his workload a lot?
But I think he felt very fortunate that he had a job. Mm-hmm. And he had a car, a new car every year he bought. And he drove all over the county and visited work sites and checked on the workers and made sure they were doing their jobs properly. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that his job put a lot of stress on him or a lot of strain?
Yeah, I think he was used to it. He was a pretty tough guy.
Mm-hmm. Did he ever speak of any financial problems with you, or did he kind of keep that area of his life separate?
I never felt that we were short of money at all. I was never made to feel that way. As I say, he bought me a car when I was 16.
Uh-huh.
So I used, when we had after school activities, and I drove everybody home, and so that was nice for them, and,
uh-huh.
and I was glad to do it. So
were you the only one in your high school who had a car?
Oh my, yes.
Really?
Oh yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, by far.
Were you hit up a lot for rides?
Well, anybody who was a friend of mine and could make use of my car were happy, of course. They couldn't help it.
Did you take advantage of that and drive maybe, like, past or out of the county to, like, go on road trips or anything like that? Were you able to do
basketball,
that?
But I was a good driver. I have to be honest and say that. I was very serious about driving and never, ever did anything foolish in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
That's good.
Didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. At what point in time were you aware that the country was in a depression? Do you recall?
I don't really. I don't even think we knew that we were deprived. We were never made to feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, was there a specific moment when you realized the severity of some other people's situations? Like you mentioned that there was a little bit of poverty in your town. It wasn't very well off. When were you aware that the disparity in people's situations?
I just accepted it as it was. I don't think I ever questioned it until much later when I thought back and I realized that I had been better off than mm-hmm. most.
Do you recall any experiences where you ever came like face to face with like a friend maybe who wasn't as well off and you thought like, wow, I'm
yeah,
very lucky.
My best friend didn't have the resources that I had. Her mother had divorced and the two of them were alone and there wasn't much money.
Did her mom have a hard time finding work being a single mother?
No, she had a nice job with the lumber company. She was a secretary for some of the men in the lumber company. So they had money coming in, but not much.
Mm.
None of us knew that, so we didn't know we were poor, so.
What was it that she didn't have that you did aside from, I guess, the obvious, a car, what else was noticeable that she lacked?
I don't think there were many differences because her mother did have a paying job and they had a little bit of money, and so they did quite well.
Okay. Were you friends with anyone who was maybe worse off than that?
Sure. Well, most of my friends didn't have much of anything.
Can you talk more about that? Like, what do you mean by not much of anything? What did they have and what didn't they have?
Well, I think I told you, didn't I, about the dinner when one of my good friends asked me to come to their house for dinner.
Yeah, could you share that story for the record?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And our dinner consisted of boiled potatoes and butter, and we mashed the boiled potatoes with our forks and put butter on there. And then they had also chopped up some onion, and we spread the onion over the potato, the mashed potato that we had mashed with our forks. And with homemade bread, that was our meal.
So mashed potatoes, bread, and onions, and mm-hmm. that was it. And did she apologize for that
or
was that just,
that was her meal? That was a standard meal. Mm-hmm. Now, my dad and I always had meat for the meat, you know, the main course of the meal, but a lot of people just couldn't afford meat. Mm-hmm. So they bought what they could, and they all had gardens. So they canned, the women canned everything they could from the garden to see them through the winter.
Mm-hmm. What were some typical food that was canned?
Well, they canned corn, and we had, my dad and I had a building that was made of wood, and the walls were this far apart, and those walls were filled with sawdust, and that sawdust protected the interior from the elements. It never got real cold or real hot in that building.
So like a storage unit kind of thing?
It was. It was a strange thing that I've never heard of since, but that's how we survived. And we kept our potatoes that were growing in the garden in bushel baskets sitting on the floor in that room, and they lasted all winter because the temperature stayed the same.
Mm-hmm. So, who was in charge of keeping the garden in your family?
I think my dad and I worked that out between us. And we always had a housekeeper. Did I mention
yes.
that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So would the housekeeper help outside with the garden as
mm-hmm.
well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. She did anything she was asked to do because she was glad to have a job.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
What were some, you said that you changed housekeepers a lot. What were some of the reasons that, like you said, that they didn't do their job well? Was that for lack of understanding what their job was, or did they just not, I mean, did they not try, or what were some of the main reasons that you let people go from being a housekeeper?
Well, some of them, I remember one of them in particular was cranky and not very happy, and my dad didn't like having her around, and so he asked her to leave. But and sometimes he and I managed by ourselves, but then we did have the one woman who was marvelous, and she enjoyed being there and did a wonderful job, and she stayed 2 or 3 years. So
where was she from?
She was from Warren, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So since your mother died at a young age, was there another woman in your life who sort of filled in as the mother figure for you, or a female role model that you looked up to?
Yes, very much so. I went to school after I graduated from high school. I went to school in Warren, Pennsylvania, and I lived with her.
Was this the business school that you went to?
Yes.
Okay.
And I lived with her because they didn't have dorms there. And so I lived with her, had a bedroom there, and did my schoolwork in my bedroom, and had dinner, lunch and dinner with her in the dining room, and we got along fine.
Was she a lot older than you? Did she have her own family?
She was in her 40s and had a son older than I was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did her husband live with her, or what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He did. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think you looked up to her? Why was she a role model for you?
She was very kind and very understanding and didn't find fault with me at all. She thought everything I did was fine. So
very encouraging.
Yes. She was a lovely person. I stayed friends with her until she died, a good many years later. I went to see her every weekend because I cared so much for her.
What was her experience during the Depression? Did she struggle financially, I mean?
This woman that I... Yeah. Well, that's one reason she had people like me, because we paid to live there, and she had several bedrooms on the second floor, I think five, and they were rented out to men who worked in the area, and they were able to pay her whatever the price was. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. But so there were men living in the house as well, renting the rooms?
On the second floor, and they didn't have meals with us. They must have gone to restaurants or something. I don't know what they did, but and the house was separated. When you walked in, you walked up the stairs to the second floor, or you walked straight back to the house where she and I lived. So there were really two separate buildings, in a sense, that were connected, but separate. And I lived in her part of the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How would you describe your relationship with your father, since you did live alone? I mean, it was just the two of you. Would you have said that you were very close, very open relationship, talk about a lot of stuff, or what would you say?
Well, he was pretty silent. I think he was a little overwhelmed most of the time with this girl that he had to take care of, and he didn't know what to do with me. And so there was some of that, but he was very, very kind and very good to me. He always gave me plenty of money. I had more money, more spending money than anybody else, and I had a car. Of course, he bought me my car. And so
right, that's always
nice. I guess
nice.
I was spoiled. what we called then a spoiled kid, so. No.
But was it hard to talk to him about some things, or was there a friend's mom maybe that you like to confide in?
My best friend, her mother. I always went to her when I had a problem, so worked out okay.
What do you, you've mentioned that, you know, this best friend, what qualities or personality traits made you guys so compatible with each other?
Well, we were both very good in school, and so we enjoyed studying together and talking about the courses we were taking and trying to stay very good in school. We wanted to be the best students, and we were, you know, in all honesty, we did very well. So valedictorian and salutatorian. So
wait, which one were you?
Valedictorian.
Wow, congratulations. Quite a feat. What did you do in your free time outside of school?
Well, I played basketball. And when we went on trips, that took a lot of time. We had to leave late in the afternoon and travel to the school that we were competing with and do our basketball game and then get in the car and drive home. So we got home pretty late because the basketball games usually ran from 7:30 to 10. And so we didn't get home till very early either.
What about like during the summer when you were off from school? Or?
No, it was during the winter. When we had studies, too. So people that were on teams, the guys were on a basketball team, too, and they were a very good team. We didn't have a very good team, but we enjoyed playing, and so we stayed with it. But the guys really did have a good team. Somehow we never managed.
Was there any other activities you enjoyed aside from basketball?
I'd have to think about that. I know I was awfully busy. I can't remember. Well, of course, I had a boyfriend, you know, so that took some time, seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a car, which was unusual. So, but we had parties and dances, and we were always busy, so.
Did your family own a radio? Did you?
Yes, we did have a radio.
How often would you listen to it?
Not very much, as I recall.
Okay. Did you ever hear, did you ever listen to FDR's Fireside Chats? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think where I was in FDR. I lived in Minneapolis a couple years, and I, of course, was out of the state of Pennsylvania at that time, but I can't remember if...
Not too important of a memory.
Not that I can remember.
Okay, what was the main thing that you would listen to on the radio?
Music.
Just music. Uh-huh. Any shows or anything that they had?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
So you, correct me if I'm wrong, you were able to vote for the first time in the presidential election of 1940, right? That would have been the first time that you could have voted?
I remember I voted for the first time when I was living in Minneapolis.
Okay. Do you remember who you voted for? Or was that for the presidential election?
It had to be, yeah. I'm sure it was.
Do you remember who you voted for and why?
I probably voted for the Republican because I registered as a Republican. I didn't vote Republican the rest of my life because I began to favor the Democrats. But mm-hmm. that didn't matter because it only mattered in the primaries. And then in the general election, I could vote Democratic mm-hmm. even though I was a registered Republican. So after a point, it didn't matter what my registration was.
So do you remember voting for President Roosevelt?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Okay. Do you know why? Like, what was your main reasoning for that?
Well, I didn't tell my father I voted for him because he wouldn't have liked that. But I just felt he was needed. Mm-hmm. We needed a big change and mm-hmm. try to get things turned around because the Depression was very serious and not pleasant at all, and we needed to break away from that. But World War II did that for us.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause men went away to serve in the army and took men away. We didn't have any men when I was in my early 20s. They were all gone.
Oh, wow.
Totally.
Were you married at that time?
No.
So you didn't meet your husband until after the war, or...?
He was in service.
Okay.
For 4 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we got married when he came back.
Well, you mentioned that your father didn't like President Roosevelt. Why?
He was a Democrat. Just that simple.
That simple. He was a Republican and he was a Democrat. Why did you stray from your father's political philosophy? What made you decide to vote Democratic?
Well, I probably thought a lot about the candidates and decided I would rather go in the direction of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
I think that must have done it. The Republicans were very conservative. And, of course, I was young and wanted to move along and do things that weren't conservative, so... Mm-hmm.
Has that changed since then? Do you still vote Democratic, or have
mm-hmm.
you...
Mm-hmm. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Unless, for some reason, once in a while I know the Republican very well, a friend of mine, and in that situation, of course, I'd vote for them, but...
Okay.
Tom Ridge, I always voted for, and he's a Republican. Do you know who he is?
He's local, right?
Pardon me?
Is he a local?
He was out of Erie, and...
The name sounds familiar.
Well, he's in Washington, D.C. now. He has been for years, but Tom Ridge was a very important name when I was young.
Okay. And wait, was he a friend of yours? Is that...
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think he and I had a friendship at one time. I don't know if he'd know who I am now, but at that time we were friends. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was there ever anything, like you said your family was very well off and you didn't really feel the Depression at all, but do you remember anything that you really wanted to do as a kid or maybe something that you really wanted to have that you weren't able to because of financial reasons?
I don't know that it was for financial reasons, but my dad wouldn't let me have a bicycle and all my friends had bicycles and so I didn't like that at all. But
why wouldn't he let you have a bicycle?
He was afraid somebody would hit me with a car.
Oh.
He was very protective of me, and so I never got a bike, and I still remember that. But
mm-hmm. but nothing for any financial reasons that
no.
you weren't able to?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
I don't know that I ever asked for a whole lot either, though. But I had a car, as you know, and, mm-hmm. and that took some money.
Right, yeah. How old were you when you got your first job? Was it after business school? Or did you work during high school at all?
No, I didn't work until I got a job. I was almost 20.
Okay. Did you think it was difficult to find a job, like, as a young woman?
It was, and I wouldn't have gotten that job if my dad hadn't been friendly with the political situation at that time, and I got a political job with the highway department.
Okay.
So that helped me.
So your father knew people who worked there? Is that how that happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he knew the politicians. Mm-hmm. They were the ones that found the jobs and gave them out. It was a political thing.
How did your father come into contact with these political influential people? Just through work, or?
I think he formed friendships for that reason and other reasons. He was popular and enjoyed people, and that was his world.
Was he active in the community at all? Did he participate in any community?
I don't think so. I think he was pretty much his own guy and went his own way.
Mm-hmm. And just made friends easily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did your family do to celebrate Christmas? Did you have extended family in the area who would come over to your house, or would you travel somewhere? Or?
Well, I'm trying to think, because we didn't have any family there. They had all gone to Cleveland and found jobs and worked there. But he and I had a Christmas tree, and some of the family would come home for Christmas, so.
Some of your family is in, like, your older siblings?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you eat for Christmas? Did you have a big meal, or did you, like, especially during the Depression, did you have to cut back at all, or?
No, we didn't. And we had a little grocery store in the town, and we went and bought whatever we wanted every day, and the man that owned the grocery store wrote everything down, and then at the 10th of the next month, my dad went and paid the grocery bill.
Oh, okay.
And the man that owned the store gave him a sack of candy as a reward for coming to pay his bill. So we always had that little sack of candy once a month, so that was a treat. Different life.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't usually get free candy for paying bills nowadays.
No. Nope.
What about, like, gift-giving during Christmas? Was it just, did you keep it simple, or was it, do you remember it being a very extravagant affair, or?
Well, we did exchange gifts, and my older sisters were all working, and they brought gifts and brought them home, and my dad always saw to it that I went to Warren, Pennsylvania, and did some shopping and got things there. So there was nothing in our little lumber town.
What? Nothing in even the Forest County? You had to go to a separate county?
Right. Went to Warren, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Which is a pretty little town. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
I haven't, no.
Well, it's pretty as can be, I think. It's a lovely little town, but not very big.
Yeah. And when, what about other holidays like Thanksgiving or Easter? What would your family do for that?
We did what everybody else did. We had a nice Thanksgiving meal, and we had something at Christmas and Easter, something. Mm-hmm. We usually had special meals. But.
Do you remember a favorite birthday that you had? Like, did you have big birthday celebrations with all your friends or anything?
I don't think so. I don't remember that we did. It was very common to have a birthday cake then, and I don't remember. I suppose my girlfriend's mother saw to it that that happened. So
you mean, like, a birthday for you?
Yeah, because she had a mother and I had a father. And so each of us had just one parent.
Mm.
So,
Do you think that brought you guys, like, did that make your friendship stronger? That you both could understand
your
situation a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Did the fact that you had, maybe I already asked this, but did the fact that you were well off and some of your friends weren't, did it ever put a strain on any relationships?
I don't think so. I think people were very accepting of the fact that most everybody was having a hard time surviving. But I don't think they dwelt on that. I think they pretty much accepted it. That's the way it was and lived with it. And I don't remember of anyone ever complaining bitterly that they were poor.
Mm-hmm.
So they accepted the way things were and went from there.
Did you go to church as a child?
Yes, I taught Sunday school when I was in my late teens and early 20s.
Mm-hmm. What church or what denomination were you?
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm.
How often would you go to church?
Every Sunday, because I taught Sunday school and then I'd go to church.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you did that because it was the norm, or was there another reason that compelled you to go to church?
I don't know. I guess I was probably flattered that they asked me to do it, to teach, and I enjoyed teaching the kids. I liked the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I had probably 12 or 15.
Yeah. And was that the same growing up? You would go to church every Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would your father go with you?
No.
Your father didn't go to church?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Why was that?
I don't know. He just wouldn't go. He went once and said that was it, so.
So you would you go with anybody or would you go by yourself?
No, I went by myself. It was a small town and
okay.
I knew everybody and everybody knew me, and so.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So that wasn't a big deal at all?
No.
Let me just check the time. So you said that you had a friend who was poor and she ate just like mashed potatoes and stuff. What were your typical meals like?
Well, my dad, as I mentioned before, was well off financially, and so we always had meat and potatoes and a vegetable and some dessert. I made pies at an early age and cookies, and I did quite a little bit of the cooking. I had to do all of the cooking if we were between housekeepers,
mm-hmm.
So I did some.
Who did you learn how to cook from?
I think I learned from me. I don't think I had anyone teach me much of anything. I had sisters, but one lived in Minneapolis and one in North Carolina and one in Cleveland. So they were spread out.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was sort of like a trial and error with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How well do you think you succeeded at cooking?
After a while, I think I did fairly well, but it must have been awful for a while.
Did your father ever complain, or was he supportive?
No, he was glad that he helped me make a stew one time when we had it for 3 days in a row, and I can remember him commenting on it. We're going to have stew the rest of our lives, but somehow we managed. So
why was it that you had stew for 3 days in a row? Did you just make too much,
mm-hmm.
or...?
Yeah,
oh.
That was it. So it was depression. You had to eat everything in sight, so you didn't spend too much money. So,
mm-hmm. Did you have to eat a lot of? Do you remember eating a lot of leftovers as a child? Like, if you didn't finish it one day, you'd always finish it the next day.
No, we usually had fresh food every day, and we had a variety of food.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't stuck with the same thing all the time, so.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Well, I think that is actually everything that I wanted to cover with you. You've been very, very helpful.
Oh, thank you.
I think I have a lot of really, really good information here.
Thank you. That makes me feel good.
It's very enlightening.
And you turn this into a professor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just going to stop the recorder.